Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Streaming live worldwide, 24 hours a day.
Check it out.
Channel941.com.
All right, I have a new challenge for you people out there. I challenge you. You got to make this viral somehow. You've got to watch Dr. Pimple. What is it, Jeff? Dr. Pimple Popper? While eating dinner. A whole hour.
Disgusting. I told you I saw the commercial and then you went and found it.
I found it yesterday.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
What is wrong?
And then after that on that same channel is the Our Kids Crap Their Pants.
Yeah.
Stop it.
And before that's My 600-pound Life.
They show the kids... They show the back of this little kid's butt, and it's green. There was like a green patch, and the dad's like, our kids peep their pants again.
Stop it.
I'm like, what is this called, the parent channel? I mean, only parents would watch that. And what parents want escapism from their children watching kids poop their pants? I don't know who watches that.
Okay, I never made it past it long enough to still get to that. Okay,
that's real terrifying. Channel. The Dr. Pimple Popper, my 800-pound life.
I had to check it out. I know that Dr. Pimple Popper had, you know, is a YouTube thing, and you know, the popularity of has launched a TV show, which absolutely amazes me because I don't know if I can. I've seen some bad stuff in my life, but the first 10 minutes.
Seen war.
The first 10 minutes of that show, I will never get out of my head again. I had never been so grossed out in my life.
Dr. Pimple Popper?
So she's an anesthetist, but people come in with stuff where Molly, the pimple's so big, they look like Quasimodo. Like they have a huge growth on their shoulder.
Stop it.
And you know what's bad? Molly. When she has a visor on her head, it looks like she's wearing the sneeze guard from a salad bar.
Oh.
She has such a face shield.
Oh my God, I'm seeing these people's...
To cover her from the blast that is coming when she squeezes these things.
Unbelievable.
I'm looking at the just
you
like
have
the
to watch
stills.
It. Oh,
no,
the
I mean,
stills alone.
I'm like on the TLC, Dr. Pimple Popper, and they're showing like... The world's largest lump. The cyst persists.
I saw that one.
The latest one is the curious case of the pooting cyst. And this guy's got this, it looks like a head coming out of his shoulder.
They can't make you watch. So the problem is people, you can close your eyes and look away. What we need to do is the setup of like from the movie Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Where we lock you in. We have those things that pry your eyelids open so you can't.
Like toothpicks.
Oh.
Not look. And then hold your hands away so you can't change the channel or grab the mouse.
It's
so
amazing.
You have to watch the squeeze.
I got to know who's watching that. If you watch this show and enjoying, like, I must DVR this thing, please call us. I sat there, Jeff, and I was like, Molly, I'm like, who would put this on to watch? I even drugged the young one in the house. I'm like, check this out. And
you
I
should sit there
play.
At home and eat cannolis while you're watching.
Oh my God, I'm going to be sick. This is bad when the episode synopsis is Sandy has a neck lump. She calls Tommy. Christy's eyelid cyst is ruining her life.
Yeah.
Amber suffers from a debilitating skin disease. None of these things make me want to be like, put this on my DVR.
Well, it's amazing.
Watch.
She got a show because it's on an obscure channel, but
TLC.
She had millions and millions of views on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's the ad. It says it shows
and
all
people
of her views
are into
on
it. Well, I mean, the guy last night, he had she referred to it as the largest, world's largest cyst.
Yeah,
and it's huge on the side of his leg. And I'm thinking to myself, what took you so long?
I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Embarrassed. You're probably embarrassed.
Oh, my God. But do you know what? I'm not going to gross anybody out anymore than I have. Cut it open or whatever, and the relief on that guy's face, it looked like he was having a cry. He was just so relieved. He's like,
wow. I mean,
And I'm like, oh my gosh, give me more.
Who decided to watch this? You or your girlfriend?
What's that?
That's couples TV.
I don't know what it is.
No.
I just saw it when I was flipping through, and I'm like, oh my God, it's coming on in 20 minutes.
I just don't think that could possibly. Yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to ever watch something like that. I'm squeamish when it comes to things like that. Well, no, I just think it would make me feel really sick and uncomfortable. Like, not in the way of, like, I mean, obviously these people are in dire need of medical assistance, but it's just, there's a reason that I don't do that for a living.
Because,
like,
you think it's gross.
Yeah.
I just don't think I can handle it. We call it the live leak diet. I mean, mm-hmm. Party was saying last night that he's going to start watching this at dinner time because it'll curb his appetite. That's why we call it live leak diet. I used to show him things on, there's a website called Live Leak, and it's just unedited videos from, like, around the world. It's like the new faces of death. And it's just horrible things on there. But it's stuff that really happened. I mean, it's just real life. So I used to find videos that I'm just like, oh, my God, I can't even watch. And then I tell Party,
we get
off the show, because it's right around lunchtime.
I can handle that.
And
now,
I go, Party, live leak diet. Because he looks at a clip and then he goes, I'm going to get sick. And then he can't eat lunch.
No, eat.
And he loses a little bit of weight.
And this is what's happening now with Dr. Pimple Popper. What a name.
People are like, hey, Mike, you look so trim and fit.
Well, thank you.
What's your secret? And he goes, well, I like to watch videos of parachutes failing,
beheadings,
people falling off bridges, beheadings.
And pimple popping.
And pimple popping.
That's my secret.
And then I don't want to eat for a day.
All right, we'll take your calls. We got a couple holding right now. We'll get to you in a second. 938-9400. That's it. Hello, what's your name?
Hey, how you doing? This is Tom.
Hey, Tom. What can we do for you, bud?
Well, I don't know about the rest of the Metro, but this morning I woke up and I was good to go. My stomach didn't hurt. I had good focus. And I got to say, after that last conversation, I just finished eating a sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin from McDonald's. And let me tell you, I feel like I got a vomit after hearing that last conversation.
Oh, you're welcome. I feel a little overweight, you know.
Can't help but just picture it in your head while you're driving. I'm just sitting here gripping the steering wheel, just my stomach is just upside down. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah. Can you believe it, Tom? I mean, what is happening? I mean, you always see these different weird shows on television, and but then that, you know, pops up on there. And you're like,
people are dumping cable, so these networks got to get creative, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I feel like that's the Feel Better About Yourself channel. I mean, it's my 800-pound life leads into Dr. Pimple Popper.
You're like, well, I got it good.
The show after that is the R6 kids are constantly crapping their pants. I don't know which show that one. I mean, it's like all of it is designed to be like, well, my life's not that bad.
Yeah, I guess you're right when you put it like that. Yeah, it must be that. It must be that people are cutting cable or whatever, that they're looking at these different successful type shows on YouTube and everything. I'm just putting them on there, you know. But I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess overall, pimples and McDonald's don't go together in the morning.
No.
No. And by the way,
all right, guys.
This is on TLC, which is the Learning Channel.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God. So that's what really is disturbing. You're like, what am I learning? Maybe, you know, I don't know, like how to maybe not let something get that far.
Out of control. Yeah,
because that's the only thing. Like, you look at this and you're like, these people have been suffering for a while.
Here we go again, Tom.
You did bring it. You circled it back around.
Hey, Tom. Thanks, bud. Have a great day.
All right, you too, guys.
All right, see you later. Yeah. Well, yeah. Don't wait around. Just
the Learning Channel. Welcome to the Learning Channel.
Learning
with Dr. Pimple Popper.
Blech. Well, there you go.
I
think I'll be good food-wise for the day. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I mean, you can watch the History Channel for hour stretches and not learn anything about history.
Sure.
I guess you're right. On the TLC, that's a little bit different. That is a tiny bit different.
The Learning Channel.
Well, I'm learning,
all
right. It
was a little bit too bold of an idea.
Yeah.
Look, we're going to make a TV channel, but it's only going to be about learning. About popping zits.
Gross.
And being. It's not my 800 pound life. It's called my 600 pound life.
600 pound, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They just follow them around the kitchen.
Which is pretty gross because if you go to TLC's website and you check on their program schedule, today.
Okay, what is it?
At 8 o'clock, my 600 pound life.
Okay, again. Okay.
Tonight at 10, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Okay.
And they're stacked. That, like, those are their two shows that they're really pushing
right
now.
They're pushing us too. Okay.
And
all
so
right.
The photo of the gal from my 600 pound life looks like she has a giant front pimple.
Yeah.
That Dr. Pimple Popper, who's putting on a white glove and grinning.
Yes. Just like,
can't
wait to dive in.
Let me put on my visor. Let me put on my blast shield.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get any salad dressing on my face.
Stop it!
Is that blue cheese? It's chunky.
Actually, it is.
Flatlining.
That's on every night.
I was hoping that guy just started to eat a sandwich again.
He's like, damn it, Jeff.
Like, it's halfway in and out.
All right, Tom.
Now, dripping out of his mouth.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show.
All right, today we have upper 80s and then lower 90s tomorrow. That's the start. I'm sticking with it.
She's in here. She has a glow today about her. What are you celebrating? What's
bronzer.
It's bronzer.
Ooh, yeah.
Bronzer.
Contoured my face a little differently.
Oh, wow. Your cheekbones. Look at that.
I have them.
I like
Well, I mean, I had them.
You have
them.
Good cheekbones. Very good cheekbones.
Thank you. Thank you. I have cheekbones that I'm told people pay to have.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm told.
I thought you were going to say bite.
Or bite. Yeah. I guess bite. I don't know. That sounded weird.
Could you bring out my cheekbones?
Do you want me to bring in a contour kit tomorrow?
He's got cheekbones. He's just hiding them in burgers.
Stop Aww. It.
Smothered in barbecue sauce.
What? You are such a frenemy.
No, he's right.
You are just snacks him down.
It's just
I
like
mean,
he's like, no, but seriously, his cheekbones underneath all that fat. What? I said you had cheekbones.
Cheekbones.
You're too old to have striking cheekbones. It's a little weird. Do you know what I mean?
Well, then there are those people.
We're still worried about our Derek Zoolander like carved cheeks.
But then there are those older people that get that. Carved out like the really thin older people that they get like the crazy sharp cheekbones because they don't have any face fat anymore.
Yeah,
like
well, I think that's malnutrition.
Yeah, I think that's usually called.
Is he sick?
Yeah, we're of a certain age now where I always am. I pause the compliment and I'm like,
it looks like Gary lost weight, but is he sick? Hey, Molly, just say no.
And like, then they're like, no, I'm doing Ferrell's. And you're like, oh, good.
Ferrell's works. I was just, you know, we just went on that camping trip to Gannon and I last weekend with a bunch of guys. And I'll tell you what, you got to have tough skin. And after that, you will have tough skin because some of the stuff you hear people saying to each other is absolutely fantastic and amazing. You can never
It can't be
it
any worse than what the three of us say to each other on a daily. On a daily.
Yes, yes, yes. It's just awesome all together. So, anyway.
Didn't get a lot done.
Oh, well, my cheekbones.
It's not a very productive.
What are you supposed to do when you're
camp,
though?
Like,
I know. I had to do things.
I love it. It's just a lot of sleeping in and a lot of late night beer drinking. Didn't catch any fish.
Didn't catch a bite.
Those guys can't catch a cold.
I didn't
catch
a bite.
Nothing. I haven't been on a camp trip with any of those. Bums have caught a thing in years. I don't even attempt it anymore.
Wow.
I went out and tried and I couldn't. They had maneuvered their way down the most dangerous path.
We went down to the beach. There. I was like, we drank beer in Lake McConaughey. We played, threw a frisbee around.
Yeah. But yeah, just never winning in the
summer. Well, if only she, you could have seen it.
I camping.
Nine fat guys shirtless in the surf. I was like, yeah.
Keep in mind that it's these guys shirtless in the surf.
Yeah. You could have filmed it. I don't know.
Oh,
what
you
kind
didn't
of,
hear the sarcasm. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Beer ad that would have been. I don't know what kind of ad you could have filmed that for.
I don't know. Something.
Well,
farmersonly.com.
Something
maybe.
That is delicious. I've got Zitos.
You don't have
coming up during 90s till now.
Listen, for Zitos, chance to win now. All right, we're out of here. See you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party.
Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
This is the one and only
The Big Party Morning Show.